Section 3. Occupant Protection. Seat belts and child restraints. Seat belts save lives, but only if worn correctly every time you are in a motor vehicle. You are far more likely to be killed in a crash if you are not wearing a seat belt. In a crash, your seat belt keeps you from being ejected from the vehicle, from being thrown against other passengers, your steering wheel, or windshield, and behind the wheel, where you can control the vehicle. Wear both the lap belt and the shoulder belt. Wear your lap belt around your hips and wear your shoulder belt across your chest. Your seat belt will not work if it is tucked behind you. Airbags are not a substitute for seat belts. Florida law requires that all drivers, all front seat passengers, and all passengers under the age of 18 wear seat belts. Children under age 4 must be in a safety seat, and children ages 4 and 5 must be in either a safety seat or a booster seat. Drivers will be charged with a seat belt, child restraint violation if any passenger under the age of 18 is not restrained with the proper seat belt or child restraint device. Passengers 18 years old or older will be charged with the violation if they fail to wear a seat belt when required by law. In 2019, more than 204,000 Florida teen drivers received citations, of which 5,179 were for seat belt violations. Each passenger on a school bus equipped with safety belts or restraint systems shall wear a properly adjusted and fastened school safety belt at all times while the school bus is in operation. Florida law exempts the following from the seat belt requirements. A person certified by a physician as having a medical condition that causes seatbelt use to be inappropriate or dangerous. Keep a copy of certification while driving, being driven. Employee of a newspaper home delivery service while delivering newspapers. School buses purchased new prior to December 31, 2000. Buses used for transportation of persons for compensation. Farm equipment. Trucks of a net weight of more than 26,000 pounds. A seat belt, without booster seat, may only be used for children 4 to 5 years of age when the driver is not a member of the child's immediate family and the child is being transported as a favor or in an emergency. It is the parent or guardian's responsibility to supply the proper child restraint when transporting a child in a vehicle for hire, for example, taxi, bus, limousine. The best child seat is one that fits your child, fits your car, and that you will use correctly every time. Read the car seat's instruction manual and the portion of your vehicle's owner manual on car seat installation. In passenger vehicles, children under 13 should be secured in the rear seat. Airbags can injure or kill young children in the front seat. Never place a rear-facing car seat in front of an airbag. Leaving children unsupervised in motor vehicles. Never leave a child unattended or unsupervised in a motor vehicle. It is extremely dangerous and can result in the child's injury or death. Florida law states that a parent, legal guardian, or other person responsible for a child younger than 6 years of age must not leave the child unattended or unsupervised for any period of time if the motor of the vehicle is running, the health of the child is in danger, or the child appears to be in distress. A violation of this law is a second-degree misdemeanor. A violation that causes great bodily harm, permanent disability, or permanent disfigurement to a child is considered a third-degree felony.